Lord, I thank you. You have given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Father, I thank you. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I thank you for that peace that passes all understanding. Oh, glory to God. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and you add no sorrow. And we can cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, be ye steadfast, unmoved, always bound in the work of the Lord, nor our labor is not in vain. Father, I thank you for that, that our labor is not in vain. Lord God, I thank you that we must seek the Lord with all our strength. Father, you are our way, the truth and life. And Father, it is praise this day. I pray for those manifold blessings. Touch your hearts, your people this day. Oh, touch those that are in bondage, those that are bound. Those that are naked from sin. Father, I pray that you'll cover them with your blessing. Instill upon them a power, a witness. The mighty hand, Lord God, oh, praise you, thank you. Lord, I just love you, love you, love you. Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. You do so much for me, Father God. Oh, praise Abbasita, Abbasima, come on. Oh, come on, see, you do so much, Father. I love you, love you, love you. Praise you, God. I thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, hallelujah, I love you, I thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, I thank you for this day. What a privilege. To represent you, Lord, that's the highest lesson that we could have, is to serve you with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our ability, with all our spirit, for your cause, your greatness this day, in Jesus' name. Bless this day, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. I'm going to share with you that's what I love about, I hear the best testimonies that are just fantastic. And, Jimmy was going to someplace in Texas. This friend of his is still a pastor today, and they're still friends, and he went to visit him. His pastor says, I want to show you a man that he says, I believe that God touched him more than anybody. We don't know of anybody. He's a Korean veteran. Well, that touched my heart. I have a Korean veteran. And, he just kept dwindling off worse and worse and worse till actually the Veterans Administration sent the money for his death. And he went to church, but he was still like I am. It just got down to that day. Well, but that morning, this veteran said that something told him that he must go to church that day. So he called his wife and his family and said, please get me ready to go to church. And they said, you can't go. He said, I got to go. I got to go. Will you just help me get there? I mean, he was hurting. The pain couldn't be killed. It was that bad. He gave him morphine and still he was in bad shape. So they got him in. He won about a couple rows from the front. Bless his heart. Oh, hallelujah. You're so good. What's up then? We should go. Wait, don't I just broke out in tears by the cleanup. Oh, praise God. He got about three aisles from the front. And they started the service. They started singing this song. About the middle way through it, he said, something touched him. He said, like a fire got in his head, went down to his leg, to his whole being. And everybody in that town knew him. He got up, and he said, I'm going to run. Couldn't even walk. I mean, did he start everything coming? He run around that place, run back, run all day long. And people all over the country come to watch him because they knew him. God healed him. God bless, but God's God. Glory to God. You know, after that, he went to that same church, but he said, the pastor said, we'd get up the same time through the service, never bothered anybody. And he'd run the whole block and come back and sit his place. Oh, praise God. God's so wonderful. I thought it was just the most tremendous testimony that they sense that they don't know of anything like that close. And I mean, oh, everybody around him started hearing the bones were cracking, and they knew something happened. And pretty soon the flesh took on flesh, sinew on sinew, and he was looked whole. They could not believe it. Then he felt something, so then he got excited, and he walked, he ran. The Spirit of God told him to run. So he ran, he still runs. Isn't that wonderful? It's on the records. Veterans Foreign War, he was gone for eternity. But God supernaturally came down. God supernaturally came down. I want the world to know it. God supernaturally came down. Praise God. What a testimony. It's what gets us there. The old rugged cross. Oh, that cross that bare my sins. that give me that power when I accepted Jesus Christ, the glory of God would be upon me, that angels would be on my side, but the powers of darkness would come against me. God would give me power because of the cross. I don't know why these churches are so against it, but it has to be a part of Satan. I believe I'm going to cover that today. Somehow the Spirit of God is going to bring us to it. We're going to learn some things that only God can do. But look at God's grace. God wants His service to touch someone, to bless them, to encourage them. Brother Clint, I pray that you'll bless, pray for this service, and tell the people that we love them, we want to help them. In our desire, we don't charge, but our desire, see, they should come freely. They don't have to worry about carrying any money, nothing. Just come, and we want to pray for them. We want to help them to arrive, that they might be very important in that day when they go to heaven, that they'll be included into God's families. I've said enough, Brother Clint. You can go ahead and take over now. Thank you for me. I'm just a mess.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm glad the recorder was on because Brother Freedom said it so well. He told you the motivation that's in our hearts, and it's because of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we just praise you and we just thank you. Thank you for this wonderful testimony. Oh, it's just amazing. That angel in the Bible was right when he said, is there anything too hard for God? And the answer is no, there's nothing too hard for you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So we thank you for giving your wonderful hope and touch to our listener today. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom. He's already anointed and he's ready to go by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for speaking through him. Oh, what wonderful things you do. I just praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father, we just do praise you. We thank you this day. I thank you for I feel the love of God here. Out there today, if you hate somebody, please don't hate that person no longer. If you hate someone, it's hurting you more than it is that person. You need to pray for that person. Pray for them with the love of God. God's going to help you this day. I feel there's some out there that hold grudges. Please don't hang on to that grudge no longer. That's an act of Satan. He wants to keep you bound to the day of judgment, and you'll miss out on that great day. And I want to pray this day that God's going to set you free. Oh, praise God. The joy of the Lord is going to be your strength. He's going to be your high tower. He's going to be your deliverer. He's going to be your best friend. He'll say, lo, I'll be with you always. You can have that in your heart always, every day of your life. Lo, he's going to be with me always. When this days are over, then I'm going to live with him forever and ever and ever. I feel his presence and I see the glory coming down. The glory of God's here today to move upon the hearts of his people. Father, just pray. Illuminate this day by the mighty power. Lord God, let your witness be here so powerful that the internet will be receiving with gladness. They'll receive it with the joy of the Lord. Father, let me start off in first gear, but let me wind up in fifth over, flying. But keep me down low when I get started here, where people will understand where we're coming from. Father, I just pray, bless every word, every action, every heart that's hearing. Set them free, heal them, bring them in place out of bondage this day. Set them, their hearts free. Lord God, that they might live a day of beyond amazement, of rejoicing. Oh, glory to God. The joy of the Lord can be their strength. And Father, I thank you for that this day. In Jesus' name, amen. In Nehemiah, book of Nehemiah, they was putting up a wall. And they were have to have their sword out, but yet there's work at the same time. You know, when you work so hard, pretty soon you lose your joy. So God sent them down the joy of God from heaven, and the joy of the Lord became their strength. He became their high tower. He became the deliverer. He has set the captive free. If we accept Jesus Christ, after we accept him, some of us lose the way. Some of you out there may have never accepted him as your personal savior. But I'll guarantee you, I've never been sorry after I accepted Jesus Christ in my heart. What a change has made me. He is my deliverer. He's my set me free. And I tell you, this time that we're living in perilous times. We're coming in times of hard times. And you this day out there, you need the joy of the Lord to be your strength. You need that help that comes from the Lord. He is your help. He's your way maker. He's that peace that passes all understanding. He becomes that friend that sticks us closer than a brother. By his stripes, you're healed out there. For some of you out there, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you can get your healing this day because of the blood of Christ shed upon that cross. If you've got a problem, you can get set free with this service right now. God, give me a gift of healing. I'm going to pray for you right now. You can get set free. I command the pits of hell to leave you alone and totally set you free, that you can be an overcomer, that you'll have the joy of the Lord will be your strength. And you're not going to wander no longer, but you can walk with the Lord. The Lord's going to be your shepherd. You don't have to walk. He'll make you lie down in green pastures. He'll lead you beside the still water. He'll restore your soul. He'll lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, praise God. He that dwelleth in a single place, the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, you will say to the Lord, he is your refuge. He's your fortress. Up there this day, you need to get this in your spirit right now. He is your healer, your way maker, your savior. Whatever your need is, he is Jesus needed. He paid in full. If this day can arrive, and you can have the fullness in your life. You don't have to be a weakling no longer, but you can be a powerhouse with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. The joy of the Lord can be your strength every day. It's your fuel every day of your life. When you get out here and heavy loads, it takes energy. And Christians, they lose their energy. That's why they need to refuel every day. The joy of the Lord becomes their strength. That fuel tank overflows. My cup runs over. When you out there, your cup runs over, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm speaking this in existence. I'm prophesying this. If you'll accept this day, you can have it. It's yours. God's coming soon. He don't want anybody messing around in a thing that's not right. You know, I thought about myself this afternoon. How many years I went to what we call Pentecostal churches. And how I wasn't getting nothing at all. I was actually draining me out. I'll tell you, you get one some of these churches, they're not nothing happened, you need to get out of it. Because those spirits will draw you down and set you on the road to the devil's hell. I didn't know this, but years ago, churches were the worst place. If you're not praying through the church, it's a collection of evil things that come in there. And they stay there. And they'll consume you. They'll give you wrong intentions, but God wants to set you free. The church is what God wants, but in that church it needs deliverance, it needs power of God. If the joy of the Lord becomes every person in that church, their strength. He becomes their high tower. He becomes the deliverer. Oh, America, you need that service today. You need the power. You need the witness of God's glory. You just can't go along without the joy of the Lord because you get in bondage. You begin getting in sin. And pretty soon you're bound up with doctrines of devils. Imitations from the enemy. He pulls you down to a level that you cannot get out of. But this day there's power to get break that this day right now in the name of Jesus. Set them captive free. Give them free course to heaven this day. Oh, illuminate them. Move upon them as only you can, Father God. I pray for liberty today to come forth. Some of you out there is having a hard time, but you love the Lord. But you need to get someplace that believes in what God's for. If your church don't believe in the old rugged cross, if you don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you don't believe in what God's given you. See, it's like having an engine out here, and it's got to pull a heavy load. You got to keep that engine in a clean, it may be in dirty area, but it's got to have a filters that'll keep the intake clean. And the intake of God's people the same way. You're living in treacherous times and dirty things around you, but the Spirit of God becomes a filter for you if you'll come before Him day by day. The joy of the Lord will be your strength, and you'll have a fountain of God. The fountain of the Lord becomes your strength. It becomes your high tower. Oh, He washes you. He cleanses you. He sets you captive free. But you're more than conquerors through Him which loves you. You become the power. You pray for the sick and they recover. Oh, praise God. You pray for your nation and things happen because you're coming to that fountain of God's fountain, that healing stream that comes down and heals you, brings you to a new place. The joy of the Lord starts coming out of your heart. Oh, you start getting set free. You become an overcomer. Oh, praise God. You see the witness of God upon you. You see you're not no longer bound with the cares of this world, but you're walking above that. You're walking to heavenly places. You're walking with the anointing upon your neck. You're walking in victory this day. You're walking by the counsel of God the Father, God the Son, and God the God the Holy Ghost. Oh, whom the Lord set free is free indeed. You can be set free this day. You can be delivered from the bondage of sins. The enemy comes down as a flood. But the Bible says God will raise up a standard against him. He's raised up that standard today. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ upon the cross that you can receive a bondage of a power to overcome what's against you. And you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior again. You pray and say, tell God, I want a new start. I want a new direction this day. Father, I want a new intake this day. I want to be an overcomer. Oh, I want to be victorious. In the last hour, I don't want to be a sluggard no longer, forgetting that you paid in full that I could be saved. See, Satan's has tried coming against the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, for years. He kept coming against it in the 50s. So there was pretty soon, the Holy Ghost is in a lot of churches. Even the regular churches, they were powerful. But now they've lost their first love. But that's God still with you. And it can, in a second, you can be changed. You might say, yes, I've been in this body, but you can be delivered this day. He can set you free. You can walk in victory once more. And you'll maybe fall again, but pray to him. And God will help you to be an overcomer. You seek his face daily. You seek it because it is his load. All you got to do is ask him. The only thing that we got to do is ask and believe. I'm going to believe and I'm going to ask and believe that God's going to help me. You don't can't see me, but I can hardly walk. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. He is my high tower. He is my deliverer. Praise God. He is wonderful. And you can have the joy of the Lord this day. He becomes that exuberant power that we need. And he comes against all the imps of hell. They've got to get back. You come in the name of Jesus. You can command him to get out of your road and stay away from you. You got to speak to him. Says, I don't want you in my life. I want to have, I accept all in the Lord Jesus Christ. I accept the things that God has for me. I don't want nothing else. And with that, he has to flee from you. The Bible says he does. And he will flee from you. You can command him every step of your way. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I want Jesus every day. Before I came in here, I said, help me, Jesus. Help me to get in this thing. Help me to walk in victory this day. Help me to have that overflowing of your presence. Oh, the peace of God that passes all understanding. The joy of the Lord, which is my strength, my bond, my peace, my high tower, my deliverer. Up there this day, shame, 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 if you don't make it. Because you can get set free this free and you can make it. You can have that great hope. That great peace that passes all understanding. I'm going to quit preaching because I know up there you need to have time with the Lord. Seek him this day. And I'll pray that God's going to bless you. I pray that God will bring a mighty power upon you. I'm going to close right now by praying for you. Father, you see this group of people. Father, you've spoken to them in this name by your words. Let them know if they'll call upon you this day. Let them give that freedom. If they'll accept you this day, then when they ask forgiveness, you'll forgive them. Forget what their bondage is. And you said you put it in the sea of forgetfulness, never remembered no more. Father, I pray that you, that one that needs healing this day, heal that heart. Oh, that one that has entangled them in alcohol and cigarettes, set them free this day. That one that has cancer this day, give them a new way this day. Oh, let that cancer diminish this right this second. Let it disappear. Move upon it as only you can. For that marriage, it's a torn apart right now. Oh, Lord, heal this marriage. Let them come back. Let this marriage be stronger than it's ever been their whole life. Father, I count it such a privilege to pray for these things. I pray their hearts will not be indifferent no longer, but they'll be walking by your majesty, by your power, by the interference of the glory. That interference is to keep the enemy out of their homes, their lives. Father, I counsel these people to stay, to walk in your victories. That you'll shelter them, you'll protect them every day of their life. That the witness of your spirit will be upon them moment by moment, second by second, hour by hour, week by week, month by month. Until Jesus comes, the word these people I'm speaking to right now, they're going to be ready when they come up God's side, and they'll say, Lord, he'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into thy rest. You can leave it. It's for you. God bless you. I feel the glory here. I've about preached out. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The anointing makes all the difference, doesn't it? Praise the Lord. Thanks for coming in the living room with Brother Freedom and I. We're so glad the Holy Ghost came here. He was the most important.